Good morning. This is Commissioner Richard Weaver with District 2. And with me today, I have Mr. Anthony Birdsong. He's the owner of Hampstead Pre-Owned and advocate in the community for a whole host of things we're going to be discussing. Good morning, Anthony.
How are you? Thank you for having me, Mr. Weaver.
I helped Anthony. We're going to discuss a little bit his Christmas program here at Four Seasons Copper Mine this year. And I'm really amazed at several things, and I wanted to bring it to the general population knowledge of what Anthony is doing in the community and giving back over the last 15 years in Westminster and his 8 years in Hampstead. First of all, I know you have a philosophy in the community of helping something almost every month. Yeah. Could you just elaborate a little what you do? Oh, well, first of all, who are you? Where do you come from, and what are you doing here for the community?
My name is Anthony Birdsong, and I grew up in PG County. I was raised by my grandmother until I was 12 when she passed away. At that point, I moved in with my uncle, who was a military member, and we moved to Moscow, lived there for 2 years. Came back and was in PG County until I met my wife when I was 20. She was 18. We got married and had a kid pretty young. We wanted to move to a county that shared our values and philosophies, and that's why we chose Carroll County. We believed that it was the closest county in Maryland to our views and principles, and so that's how we ended up here.
Wow, that's good. And business you got into, how did you...
So I grew up in the car business. My uncles and most of the successful people in my family were in the car business, so it was really the only thing I knew. A lot of other kids grew up wanting to be baseball players and football players. I knew I would always own a car lot. When I was about 28 years old, the opportunity arose to kind of do my own thing, and I started my business with about $20,000. And in 3 years, we grew it to the largest independent single-point operation in the state. And pre-COVID, we were doing about 240 cars a month out of little old Hampstead.
So. Wow, that's a true success story. But aside from that, I was really impressed with your employees. They don't have a job. They go to work at a family event. They all pull together for the same purpose here, to make everything successful. That is a unique environment to work in. And most of them say it's not like work.
As I said, you know, I was raised in a military household, and I was taught extreme ownership. And I believe that you have to operate as a unit when you do things. You have to operate with a common purpose. And so generally, when we hire people, I look for people that share my passions and values. I don't want anybody to work for me. I want people that work with me. And my goal is to spend the first half of my life using my God-given abilities to make money, and the second half of my life to give it away. It's integral that when you own a business, that the people that are there with you feel like they're at home, because you spend as much time at work as you do in your home life.
That is a great philosophy, and I wish, you know, you're unique in what you do compared to a lot of businesses, but I want to go a little further here. Now, you know, in Carroll County, we have a very active veterans community with the Veterans Advisory Council here to the commissioners. They meet once a month, and we provide a lot of things. But you also provide a lot for veterans here. Could we talk about just a couple of the things you've done?
So when I started my business, one of the most important things for me was to be a pillar of the community. And I kind of took three or four topics that were close to my heart. Obviously, being raised by military people, I consider veterans to be the top priority for me. Second to that, our children. I grew up in kind of a rough situation. And so I have a real soft spot in my heart for children that come from difficult situations. And so we kind of honed in and focused on those two particular topics. And we try to do something big every 3 months. Generally, every month we're doing something, helping out where we can. And we're always looking for new, fun, exciting things to do. One of the tough things for me has been we've really looked for community involvement in these things, and we haven't gotten a lot of it. So if you hear this and you're interested in doing something positive, just get involved with us in helping make some of these ideas come true, because it's really important to me. And I'll tell you, there's nothing in the world that feels as good as doing something for somebody that needs it.
All right. I know you gave a car away to veterans here just not long ago.
So we've done a couple things for vets. One of the things we did, there was a gentleman who spent a good majority of his time helping veterans. He actually wasn't a veteran, but his name was David Bailey, and he did a lot of things for vets. So we provided him with a truck so he could provide services to vets. I know that there's been some issues with that after the fact as far as he's concerned, but you know, our intentions were pure. And then prior to that, we've tried to run something at least once a year to help veterans. On top of a lot of times when a vet comes in uniform at the dealership, we try to do something special for them, make them, not vet, active duty, a military member comes into the dealership in uniform. We try to make them feel special and at home and do something a little extra for them every time they're there.
That's amazing. Now, you also have one with a student giveaway for high school students.
So this is one of my favorite ones, and believe it or not, this is one of the more frustrating ones for me because I feel like it should have a lot more community involvement than it does. But basically, the way it works is like this. We have a giveaway every year for Carroll County students. The qualifications are you have to attend a Carroll County school. You have to have an A average. You have to have at least 200 hours of community service or willing to get them by the time you graduate. And you have to have 3 letters of recommendation from staff in the school. Very simple, easy program. And believe it or not, we just don't have the level of participation that we should. Now, last year we had, or this year, I can't remember if it was last year or this year, we had 3 incredible girls, and I couldn't pick one out of the 3, so we just gave each one of them a car. So we gave 3 cars away to those 3 girls, and all of them had very unique, amazing stories. The year before that, we had a young lady and a young man, and the year before that, I can't remember so long ago, but I really would like to see all of the schools in Carroll County participate in this because it's something that's very near to my heart.
Well, that's good. Now, 2 weeks ago, on a Sunday, I was at Copper Mine Four Seasons, and you had your program there, which I'm going to describe as phenomenal. You had the whole lower gym. You had all kind of, I guess you call it the bouncy
activities
in there. You had enough food to feed an army. You had presents purchased for every kid that came in there, and their parents came in. You had a back room. The kid could get a present for their parent, and you had bags of presents for these kids that was provided for them, all wrapped. Santa gave them out, and I saw the faces lit up on these children as you were doing this. And you did, by the way, you were doing a phenomenal job of keeping the kids going, waiting. You had all kind of activities for them. You were having a ball.
Yeah.
I could see that. But these kids were too. You mentioned you needed to get the word out about this to get some extra community help, support. Who do we, to get more kids in?
So,
and I wanted to bring that up because that was phenomenal.
One of the really important things for us is finding families that are really deserving of this, you know, and the vetting process is very difficult. So if the community got more involved and we found, you know, we were in communication with churches and schools and, you know, I just want to get to a level where leaders in the community are comfortable reaching out to us and saying, listen, Anthony, there's this family, they're a little hard up, or it could be, you know, they're not necessarily financially hard up, but they're going through a little bit of a rough time and they're deserving of this. And, you know, for me, I swear to you that this makes me feel better than making $1 million. I mean, being able to help those children that otherwise wouldn't have a Christmas, or to just be able to give somebody a helping hand that's really deserving of it.
Okay. Now, I hope in this few minutes here of the radio show, people hear that what you're saying. If they're, you know, for veterans, for the students, for underprivileged or people going through a rough time, how do they get a hold of Anthony?
So we have a process where you reach out to us on Facebook at Hempstead Pre-Owned through Messenger, or you can email us, or you can call the dealership. We're looking, you know, a lot of times we get flooded with emails from individual people that are like, you know, they think, well, I heard this, so I'm going to reach out and try to get a free car. It doesn't work like that. I mean, we go through a very serious, strenuous vetting process before we decide to help anyone. This is why I say that, you know, we like this to come from the principals, the pastors, the police officers, the EMTs, you know, and we do a lot of things for the community that we don't discuss, which is fine. You know, and one of my friends had brought this up to me a while ago, because when I originally started this, I really didn't want any recognition. You can see that when we did that Christmas party, there wasn't much cameras or anything like that. We're very protective of the kids' privacy. The issue, though, with that is that if the community doesn't understand the difference between going and buying a car at CarMax, right, and spending $3,000 more than you do at Hampstead Pre-Owned, and then that money doesn't get reinvested back into your local community, I need people to understand that we're doing this for a purpose. I'm not you know, putting all this money in the bank and being Mr. Grinch. You know, I'm trying to build something here that is special. And, you know, so on one hand, I didn't want any recognition. I didn't want anybody to ever be able to say, well, you just do this because you want to get car sales out of it. But the fact of the matter is, if you support us, this is what you're supporting. And we want you to know what you're supporting. And so this is why we talk about it, because it really is growth by giving, right? So we're going to give, but we need your help to grow in order to give more.
That's called a true community business. Yeah. And that's why I asked you to be on the show today. So people in the community know of someone. They now have a place to go to make it known that this person may be needing help, or yep, this family needs help. I think we have a lot of people in the community. We have a very giving community in Carroll, yeah, County, and if people know about it, they get behind,
yeah,
it. But the trouble is, they have to know about it, and you're keeping this kind of quiet to yourself and not wanting the recognition. But by doing that, they also don't know what all you do.
That's right.
So I think we're going to try to get the word out to people in the community that if you know that family that's having problems down here, reach out to you. We'll see if we can get some help, or any of us, or if you don't feel comfortable, give me a call at, yeah, the commissioner's office, or pass it on and get some help for it. But I just wanted to say, you know, we're running out of time for today, but yeah, I wanted to get the word out and what you do in the community, which is just truly amazing. And the family you have there in your dealership is unbelievable.
We've done a lot of really amazing things, and I appreciate you having me on again to even talk about it. One of my other things that we did, which we didn't do this year, we used to do Thanksgiving for the homeless. And we would team up with local churches or 501c3s and try to, you know, give the homeless people in Carroll County a really nice Thanksgiving. We'd use buses and shuttles and pick them up. So there's a lot of really fun things we want to participate in. But I'm going to tell you guys, like I tell the people that I work with, I can't do it all by myself. Nope. If this is going to work, I need the community's help. You know, I need people to reach out and say, look, we'll volunteer, we'll help. My wife can't go and buy presents for 75 kids, and I can't do it because I have to make the money to be able to pay for the presents. And so if, you know, if there are people out there that are decent people and they come and say, hey, we'll buy some presents, we'll wrap some gifts, I don't want any money from you. You know, if you're retired and you don't have a lot to do, you know, we really could use your help in some of these community campaigns.
Well, that's good to know. So, see, we're running out of time. So I want to thank you, Anthony Birdsong, for being
with us today
from Hampstead Pre-Owned. And this is Commissioner Richard Weaver from District 2 signing off, and have a good week. Thank you.